Fridays are awesome. I'm Carl Azuz. It's great to have you watching this April 8th. First up, we have an in-depth report for you. CNN recently got an exclusive interview with the head of the U.S. Terrorist Screening Center. It was created in 2003. It's an organization of several agencies run by the FBI. One of its jobs, to combine the U.S. government's information on potential terrorists into one list and to help screen people who enter the U.S. or try to travel internationally on an airline. For someone to be added to the list, U.S. officials have to have reasonable suspicion that he or she is connected to terrorism. Some civil liberties groups say the organization's standards need to be higher than that. They're concerned it's too easy for someone to be put on the watch list. But officials say if they raise the bar any more, they'll miss people who may be plotting an attack.
This means to me that the Terror Screening Center's mission will never be done. And it reminds us daily of the importance of what we do. The threat is ever present, and the remnants were put here to remind our staff of our mission, which is to prevent acts of terrorism. It keeps us mindful of the threat that is still out there. Each remnant or each artifact shows you the evolution of terrorism. This particular architecture was from the North Tower, and where you can see the bent areas is where the aircraft made entry into the tower.
Right there.
Right there.
Every day you come in and say, we're not going to let this happen again.